This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A surprising win in the New Hampshire primary this week for Senator Hillary Clinton and a comeback victory for Senator John McCain. President Bush goes on a five-country tour of the Middle East, seeking Arab support for Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore is here. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
And certainly let's start with politics this week in the primary in New Hampshire.
What else?
Senator Clinton. Her victory surprised some people. I won't even elaborate on what we might have said on the show a few times leading up to the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Republican Senator John McCain, seemingly revitalized after his campaign, had been written off by a number of people with his win there. Now, looking ahead, the next contest is in Michigan, which is most important
right.
for the Republicans.
Yes. Before we go on to Michigan, just one word about New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It is said that Hillary Clinton's chances improved because she was seen with a tear in her eye. I recall 1972, Senator Edmund Muskie had a tear in his eye and was counted out. He had been the front runner.
He said snowflakes.
Other yeah. people said a tear. But I've come to the conclusion that men are not allowed to cry and women must. Okay.
Go ahead, Dan.
All right. No, having said that, I think, yes, it's onward to Michigan where the economic slowdown or what they won't let us yet call a recession, may have a certain impact.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan is all terribly important to Mitt Romney simply because his father was a longtime governor of Michigan, and if he were to lose Michigan, that wouldn't look very good. One more point about the coming races. As we go on to Nevada, as we go on to South Carolina, I think we may begin to see more of the impact of minorities on the election. That is to say, Nevada, you have Hispanics, and South Carolina, you have African Americans, and we may begin to see whether that makes a difference.
What about the significance of the what's called Super Tuesday, February 5?
Well, that's where you get, you know, lots and lots of delegates.
Mm-hmm.
All these fights so far in Iowa and in New Hampshire have been for minimal numbers of delegates. As you go on to the big states, you get the real issue of how many delegates can each pile up. So this is all really getting ready for the big contest.
As the Democratic and maybe even Republican contests become a little more confusing from state to state to state with no clear candidate establishing dominance yet, does interest increase in New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg making an independent run?
Oh, Bloomberg is a very interesting case. Bloomberg showed up with a group of people, 17 in total, in Norman, Oklahoma last weekend, launching a big movement against partisanship and demanding bipartisanship. And the mayor apparently joined in that, and the people wondered why. Is it a possibility that he might be running as independent or third-party candidate? He says he's not running. Everybody around him says, ah, yes, but he may run. It may well be that the whole purpose of Bloomberg is to scare the daylights out of the candidates about what a third-party candidacy might do and make them give the pledge of bipartisanship with members of the other party added to the cabinet and so on. So the answer to your question is, I don't know if Bloomberg is really considering running, but it certainly is something that people have their eye on.
President Bush is traveling in the Middle East this week. He visited Israel and the West Bank. He met with President Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Olmert.
Separately,
yes. Although they've met, though, plenty of times, those two men. What does he hope to accomplish with this trip?
Well, he said he hopes to accomplish before the end of his tenure, by the end of this year, that he will get an agreement, and that'll be two states, an Israeli state, a Palestinian state. If there was any movement in that direction, it was not visible from what was going on. But he seems to enjoy it an awful lot. I mean, he's walked in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. He's been at the Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Memorial, where he wore a yarmulke, and he gives every sign of enjoying it, and he says he's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He'll come back in May for Israel's 60th anniversary, and then he says maybe more times. I think he likes to travel.
Maybe it's the hummus.
Maybe.
Is he staking the administration to having something to show for his time in office in the Middle East?
Yes, but, you know, Bill Clinton was in a similar situation that he came toward the end. He tried very hard to get some agreement between Israelis and the Palestinians. In the end, it failed, but people gave him yes for trying. And I guess as far as President Bush is concerned, even if he doesn't succeed, and at the moment it's hard to see how he can, one can say, well, he spent his last year trying hard for peace. And that doesn't sound bad.
What do you make of the conflicting accounts that the United States and Iran are giving about what happened last weekend during an apparent confrontation of some kind between Iranian speedboats and U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf?
Well, it's clear now that the United States and Iran are vying with each other to establish their influence over the whole Middle East. And so I can imagine that every once in a while, just to show they have a few speedboats, or there's an American destroyer coming through the Straits of Hormuz, which are fairly narrow anyway, but international waters, they come out with a few speedboats and make some noise, and then everybody gets very excited, and Iran, at very low cost, shows that they can make trouble.
Thanks very much, Dan Shore.
Sure, Scott.